Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with
Vanguard
and Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features free, so enjoy those. That's freetalklive.com. We go right back into the phone calls here. We had Albert on the line in New Mexico who lost his cat over the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, cats, they run out the front door. If you leave it open, you don't pay attention to them. So that's what happened. And apparently you were poking around on the internet and you found your kitty. He was being held or is being held at the at some sort of private animal clinic of some sort, right?
Yes, it's basically an animal humane society.
Got it. And you contacted them to attempt to get the kitty back when you were told that they'd be happy to give the cat back to you so long as you could prove some sort of ownership.
Through a bunch of hoops and stuff. And
perhaps, you know, paperwork or a tag or, you know, microchip or something like that. But you say that you've got none of that on your cat, basically.
Nope, don't want it either.
Got it. So what is the option that you have at this point? What are they telling you?
My option at this point was they turned around and told me I could adopt the cat back.
For how much?
Neuter him, chip him. They didn't even tell me the cost. It just sounded expensive.
But it's the Humane Society.
It's a private organization that's filling a similar function.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of these. The cat lady, or they'll call them.
It's a good organization. I mean, they do a lot of good stuff too. But at this point, I'm not too happy with them because I'm looking at a side from it that I've never seen before.
So
I'm looking
now,
at it now, kind of thinking, okay, somebody picked up my property, took it over to them. They received my stolen property. They're holding it, and now they're willing to ransom it back to me.
Well, you have to understand that property, you have to be able to prove ownership of it.
Like you've got
to
protect possession yourself. Is 9/10 of the law, and to some extent.
Right.
And
that was maritime law, though. Not sorry to speak over you, but I thought that was maritime law.
It is a practical matter, really.
Right. It's a practical matter. You have no way to prove that this cat is yours, and they don't want. They're trying to protect your cat, your property, from somebody who might turn it into a Mugu Gai Pan or something, and. You know, you've got to appreciate that that's what they're doing. I understand that it could cost you some money. I don't know what your concern is about giving, vaccinations to a cat if you think that the, I don't know, what the concerns are exactly about chipping the cat. Or
it can lead to some cancers.
Some have said that the microchips do lead to cancer. That's certainly, I think there's been a study that's been done. So I understand your concerns. Unfortunately, if you can't prove that the cat was yours, then it's not your property.
Wait a minute. It's not just me. I got my cat as a kitten from my neighbor, him and his girlfriend. They're both willing to go down there and basically testify that, yes, that's my cat. Now, to be honest, there's 2% chance that I could be, maybe 0.5% chance that I could be wrong. All I have is a picture on the internet at this point. I haven't gotten down to there to see my cat yet.
Okay.
True. Okay.
And the picture is kind of a partial picture. It's just the head and the paws.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the picture, that's him. The dates line up, and the area he was picked up from line up.
Okay.
So, I know it's him.
Well, again, if you look at it from their perspective, they won't know who these people are. You know, they don't know if you're working together just to try to get this cat for free.
One cat,
them.
I guess.
they may see you as someone who's trying to scam them. The fact is, your cat's alive. If that's really your cat, he didn't get hit by a car, so at least he's alive, and there is a way to get him back. It may cost you $100 after all is said and done, but if you love the kitty, you should be willing to pony up in that particular
case. Yeah, and that's not even the issue. It's more of an issue of principle at this point. I'm looking at it from a constitutional point of view. That cat is, and I hate to reduce animals to property because I think of them so much more, but in a legal perspective, that cat is my personal property.
He was your property until he got out of your house and completely out of your control.
Hold on. Before we go any further.
So does that mean that I can go pick up anybody's car?
No. No, they have proof of ownership. And in most cases of most cats these days.
Anybody's bicycle.
Well, it's like we said last night on last night's show, it's best to mark your bike with some kind of,
some identifying number. Yeah, right. If you're concerned about theft, you have to identify your property as yours in order to easily, get it back in the event of a problem.
And especially with an animal that...
of a Laverne and Shirley world.
What's that?
I've got little L's and B's. Embroidered on everything now. Now where are you going? I'm going with this.
Well, there's certainly some property that's not worth it. Right. Well, there's some property that's not worth putting that sort of identifying mark on, but some things are worth identifying. Some things are worth jumping through those hoops. And a cat or a loved animal is one of those things. If my cat gets out, he's got a microchip in him, and you know, all they have to do is scan him, and they'll know that it's my cat. So I wouldn't have the issue that you're having.
I guess another reason I'm kind of looking at it this way is I'm looking at it like they're nothing special. I mean, they provide a great function, but they're nothing special. They're, in essence, have no more rights or less rights than me. If I go and start collecting cats and people start showing up at my front door and saying, I'm only going to give them back to you if you can prove that this is your cat, and if not, I'll turn around and I'll sell you this cat. I might perform a surgery on him first.
No, you know, we understand that's clearly something that could be done. No, it's definitely wrong. But the problem here is, again, you're in this gray area where you're going to have to take some actions knowing that some people might try to do these wrongdoings against you. You know, for example, with a bicycle, animals are a little different because they have their own will. They can wander off, and you have to be aware of that. So you're going to have to take that into consideration, obviously, and say, I might have to work a little harder.
The shelter.
Yeah.
Somebody picked him up and put him in that shelter.
Right, but it's the same thing as stealing a bike. You know, sometimes they could take the identification markings off your bike. That's obviously criminal. You can't necessarily stop it, but you can try to put identifying markers on the bike, hide them places, and do things to try to at least increase your probability of getting it back. It's the same thing with the cat.
So then let's follow that line of thought. Let's say I lose my bike, and I happen to know the favorite pawn shop. So I go down there, and I find my bike, but with the things filed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can absolutely take that pawn shop. That's a case to court and say, look, I have a photograph of my identification mark right here. This is where it was, and here it is filed off on this bike. Bam, any judge will rule in your favor.
Sure, and you could actually take it a step further. Again, if you've got an expensive bike and you're concerned about it being stolen, there are some steps you can take beyond just putting an identification number on it. You could put a marking in a place that someone's not necessarily going to think of to look. That's going to also identify your bike as unique, and as Mark suggested, taking photos of it is again going to make your case that much stronger. So it really all depends on how much action you take. And when it comes to your cat, you didn't take any action, my friend. So I don't think that this organization has done anything wrong. They've rescued what they thought was a stray animal, and they just need to make sure that certain things are done in order to prevent this from happening again.
I have one more question before I make my ruling.
One more thing. Okay, yes, please.
Now, have you asked the organization if you bring in witnesses, you know, the people that gave you the cat, from whom you got the cat, if you bring in witnesses, if that'll matter to them?
I offered to bring in the two people that gave the cat to me as a mm-hmm. kitten and the brother to the cat, you know, assuming that they would agree to bring him because they got his brother.
Right, and it probably looks like him.
They're very similar, actually, but not quite. No,
right. I didn't say that.
So the gesture I was willing to make, and it is his brother.
What did they tell you?
They told me flat out, I need to have papers or a picture.
Hmm. Well, there you go. That's how it's going to be, my friend. What was your final point?
I understand the anger you feel, but yeah, really, you're in a tough situation. You got to take those steps. You got to do something. And be, you know, proactive in case
of
happens.
I understand your position of protect my property beforehand.
Yeah.
I do get that point that you make. I guess this is my last 2 cents. I'd like to let the last 2 cents from you on this question, I guess.
All right, go.
Is the view really invalid that they just accepted stolen property and are harboring it or holding on to it and ransoming it back to me?
That's invalid. What they're trying to do is protect your cat from dangers that, you know, that have become way too overblown.
No one stole your cat, dude. Your cat got out of your house and someone rescued it, and now they have certain things, requirements, in order to give it back to you. That's all it is. And so jump through those hoops and protect your cat and get that microchip so this doesn't happen again. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. You've got to do your due diligence. If you're concerned about it,
it's so odd not to have a picture of your cat.
I don't know. Not everybody takes pictures of their animals.
Not everybody does.
1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Do your due diligence. Take whatever steps you feel are necessary to protect your property you care about. If you don't care, then these are the things that happen. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree? Not this year. When I come back, I'll share some cool automotive gifts to shop for. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. This holiday, skip the partridge and give your true love something to really sing about. On the third day of Christmas, give a gift for the car connoisseur. Fill a pail with three things automotive. A high-quality wax, a chamois, and an IOU for a winter wash and shine. On the second day, stuff the stocking of your driving-aged kid with two gas cards. And on the first day of Christmas, wrap up one car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Or better yet, let the Blockit cover be the wrapping for your special someone's brand new car. I hope my true love's listening. Hint, hint. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. And those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience. Just go and get them. Click and download. It's that easy. freetalklive.com. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. All right, so 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We go to the Future of Freedom Foundation's James Bovard. And an important question that people don't really think about very much, because the government don't want you to. The question is, what do citizens owe the government? Well, James says when politicians aren't promising new benefits to citizens, they continually remind you what you owe the government. From their first years in government schools, children are indoctrinated with the notion that government provides them some grandiose benefit. This seed often produces a harvest of servility in later life. But few people stop and try to accurately calculate this supposed debt. What does the citizen owe the state? Or, more accurately, what does the citizen owe the politicians and bureaucrats who claim to represent and embody the state? Every extension of the welfare state results, directly or indirectly, in politicians and bureaucrats feeling entitled to demand more obedience from the people. What does the government do for citizens that citizens could not do as well or better for themselves? This is the first question that must be answered before gauging how much obedience people might owe a government, insofar as government busies itself doing things worse for the citizen than he could have done himself. The citizen is justified in viewing government as a nuisance and a poacher. In the vast majority of cases, governments possess only what they first seize from private citizens. How can citizens owe government when practically everything the government has, it first took from them? The fact that people are forced to pay for certain goods and services indirectly by taxation cannot create an ineradicable debt to the people who seized their paychecks. People who are government dependents have a debt not so much to the government itself, but to their fellow citizens who earn the money the government seizes and then renders to them. Some statists insist that the citizen should be grateful for such government services as mail delivery. Yet the government is more vigilant in attacking private threats to its monopoly over first-class delivery than in expediting the mail. First-class mail service is significantly slower than it was 40 years ago, in part because of an intentional policy of reducing next-day mail deliveries. In areas in which the Postal Service competes directly with private companies, such as Overnight Express Mail and Parcel Post, the government has been whooped shamelessly. Citizens cannot be indebted to the government for mail service when it's federal restrictions that prohibit a far wider array of private services. So there is really a law against any private company providing mail delivery for under a dollar value. So literally, they cannot compete with the Postal Service in that area. Public schools is another area. Others will insist that people are indebted to the government for public schools, but the parents of most children pay more in taxes than government spends educating their kids. Besides, despite sharp increases in government spending for education in the last 15 years, American high school students score at the rock bottom in math and science compared with students in other countries. The government routinely effectively confiscates parents' money to pay for schools and then fails to educate their kids. Yet it faces no liability for its de facto breach of implied contract. An investigation by the New Jersey State Department of Education concluded, quote, "The Newark School District has been at best flagrantly delinquent and at worst deceptive in its discharging its obligations to the children enrolled in public schools," unquote. Public high schools graduate an estimated 700,000 functionally illiterate teenagers every year. Regardless of how badly school officials fail to serve students, parents are left no recourse but to file complaints with the same unresponsive bureaucracy. As law professor Judith Berliner Cohen observed, no plaintiff to date has been able to convince a court that a school owes him or her any more than a chair in a classroom. Insofar as they've been deluded into believing that it's not necessary to find an alternate means of education, the students are arguably worse off than they otherwise would have been. Without quasi-monopoly public schools, a far more extensive network of private schools would be available. Schools that would be responsive to parents' desire for their children to learn. The rapid spread of the homeschooling movement, whose students consistently outscore public school students on standardized tests, vivifies how parents can do better on their own. What I find interesting is that even after all of this just governmental nonsense that we're forced to go into. I mean, now your kids aren't forced to go to government school as long as you're sending them to a private school or you're, you know, jumping through the homeschooling hoops.
But you're forced to pay for it.
But you are forced to pay for it.
And most parents say, look, I'm paying for this already. I've been paying for this ever since I moved out of my parents' house when they were paying for it. I might as well take advantage of some of this free schooling.
Right. And it's amazing that even after all of the taxes that you've paid, these civic-minded bureaucrats and big government people still say, well, if you haven't served in government, then you haven't paid back your community yet, and that sort of thing. Well, you can't critique me because I'm serving in government. What have you done for your country?
I'm a public servant.
Right.
Yeah. Look, servants, I don't have to have servants. I don't have to pay servants. And servants don't tell me what to do. Public servants, not servants. That's a damn lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then there's this, again, there's this attitude of us versus them that, well, we're serving, and what have you done for your country? Huh? Well, the idea is that you can't do anything for America unless you work for the government.
Right.
Unless you have somehow, you know, put in some volunteer time at a government bureaucracy or something like that.
Yeah, here's just a slight tangent to that. Bill Clinton got up there. He was complaining, you know, this whole flap about how Clinton claimed that he had been against the so-called war in Iraq from the start. He was speaking in Iowa. And everybody says that's provably false, but there was more to this statement. If people listen to it carefully, what he was saying was, he said, I was in favor of us going to Afghanistan, and I was against us going into Iraq from the start. And, you know, I wanted to be able to give the soldiers more and to help them, but they wouldn't let me. He was talking about the tax cuts on people in his bracket. He said, but they wouldn't let me. Who the hell is stopping him from sending a check out to the military if he wants to buy him a flak jacket?
Right, absolutely. You know? Ludicrous.
The fact that he's not being forced means that he can't do it?
Right.
Boy, what a stinking, you know, what is he, some sort of, you know, a eunuch or something? He's been totally, it's ridiculous.
Right. Well, somebody cut his arms off.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So 800-259-9231, if you want to chime in here, do citizens owe government anything? Bovard has some more comments here, but that is the question. Do you owe the government anything? And I don't think Bovard actually comments on this, but the definition of a citizen, go and look it up. Law dictionaries, look it up in a regular dictionary. The definition is essentially, to paraphrase it, one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for protection services. So the idea is supposed to be, and again, this is one of those social contract ideas, because no one has ever actually, you know, besides immigrants, right. No one who was born here contracted to become a United States citizen. Yeah. So the idea is that...
Nor have I received a notification from the United States government telling me that I am receiving protection from them.
And well, you so never will.
Right. And so therefore, I should be able to hold them responsible for that protection. Right. So if my house gets broken into, I should be able to sue the police officer. For not providing enough
they'll
protection.
They'll never send that to you.
Absolutely.
And the reason why is because they have no obligation to protect. The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again there's no obligation for government to protect you. Therefore, if government has no obligation to protect you, there is no agreement, and you don't have a duty to them. You don't have a duty to bow down. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while, there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why, then, have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.heaitonline.com for links to the Dragon Skins Body Armor website. That's www.heaitonline.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. Live streams are there, broadband version and a dial-up version, both for you, for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, can use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Hooray for them.
Now, if you believe the socialists and the statists and the fascists, they will tell you that you are in constant debt to society and its loving government simply because you live in under its reign. Mm. And I'm sure they hear this in other countries. We hear it a lot here in America, the idea that, well, because you live in freedom, you owe something to the government. Besides all the tax dollars that you pay to the government every year, you owe something else, something intangible, something that can only be satisfied by you serving the government in some way, by you joining the military, or by you becoming a city councilor, or you getting involved in some civic duty. Until you get involved in that manner, then you have not paid your debt to society. This is the attitude that many people have.
Yeah, it's a holier than thou. I lorded over you because I was on the school board, or
right.
I volunteered my time. Okay, fine. You know, especially the people who are, I've been in public service for 40 years.
Yep.
Yeah, earning what? On somebody else's dime, manipulating their lives? Screw you.
Sure. And you're absolutely right. It's a high and mighty thing. It's them looking down their nose at you. And the suggestion is that what you do, Gardner, as a talk show host, five days a week, working very, very hard for very little pay. I know a lot of people think radio people make a lot of money. Not true.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a lot of work for very little money. They're essentially slighting you and saying, well, because you work in the private sector, what you do is completely valueless. only those of us that work in the public sector are actually doing things that are of value to society. Until you join us, then you're just nothing. And this is the attitude I'm talking about here. And James Bovard at the Future of Freedom Foundation is addressing a couple of specific issues where government provides something and then continues and taxes you and you pay for it. But then, the attitude continues on that even though you've paid for it, you still somehow owe some sort of intangible debt. What about the roads? He says, well, nor are citizens indebted to government for providing goods such as roads. Despite heavy federal taxes levied on gas buyers, politicians are allowing more and more of the interstate highway system to deteriorate to third world road conditions. Roughly 3/5 of all interstate highways are in poor or mediocre condition, according to their very own Federal Highway Administration. Drivers pay more than $140 billion in gas taxes every year, but only about half of that money is actually spent on maintaining and building roads.
Yeah.
The rest is spent on other political wish lists. Roads are a good example of the contempt that government shows for citizens and the services it forces them to finance. As road expert and author Gabriel Roth observed, U.S. roads suffer from the typical command economy characteristics: poor maintenance, congestion, and insensitivity to consumer needs. Because traffic jams cost government employees nothing, government agencies scorn sound traffic control measures. Federal Highway Administration traffic safety engineers Samuel Tignor and Davey Warren concluded in a 1990 study that most speed zones were posted 15 miles an hour below the maximum safe speed, that on average speed limits are set too low to be accepted as reasonable by most drivers, and that the posted speeds make violators out of motorists who drive reasonably and safely. Politicians profit from unnecessarily low speed limits because of the increase in the number of drivers eligible for speeding tickets. Accidents and traffic jams result from the policeman's fixation on ticketing drivers who pose no threat to public safety.
You know, it's interesting that they spend so much time chasing after speeders and people that might roll through a stop sign as opposed to coming to a full and complete stop. And, you know, what about all the unsolved crimes in town? What about all the people in the last
year? They don't pay.
Right? That's not where the money comes from. And I think that that's where some of the contempt comes for traffic cops.
Oh, sure. Sure it does. Will Rogers suggested long ago the way to deal with traffic congestion is to have business provide the roads and the government the cars. But though this hasn't been done, politicians still expect thanks from citizens, despite potholes as far as the eye can see. 800-259-9231. More comments from Bovard here, but let's go to the phones and talk to Dave in Michigan, listening on WAAM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up the idea of that perhaps we did sign a contract, the Social Security card. The moment we're born, our parents sign us up for this, and the government kind of pushes it upon us, and we're told that it's necessary or that we have to have it. And maybe it's to the idea of back to where the mandates of the states, where the money goes, so does the jurisdiction.
I'm not sure. What is that again?
Well, my point is that when the idea that the government may kind of say you have to pay these certain taxes or you have to do these certain things, or the statesman, between the servant and the statesman, and the idea is that maybe the jurisdiction is there because the money goes to us. They take the money and they give it. They kind of hold it over our heads like they do with the states with mandates.
I'm not sure. I mean, the Social Security thing, your parents did sign something to bring you into it, but that's not you consenting to it. So
I know that's the point I'm making. We have a contract that that was essentially signed, which is the Social Security notion is kind of a contract between you and the government. Okay, sure. And the idea is that perhaps we did sign a contract, and the idea that the government has authority over us in a way because they own the money.
Well, they definitely own the money.
They do own the money because they print it. And,
exactly.
You know, I would say that the government's definitely set up a system in which it's difficult to operate without using their money or without using their
Social
little
Security
number
right.
they've given
yeah.
you or anything like that. But signing up for your parents having signed you up for the Social Security card doesn't obligate you to do anything. Nor would
it's invalid.
Even
well,
if you signed up.
They've narrowed our abilities to participate in a free market. Because without the Social Security card, you really hard to get a job without one.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
I understand. Yeah. And it's, I have a Social Security number. I certainly use it when I need to use it. And I'm not saying you shouldn't use yours, but I'm saying that the fact that you have a Social Security number and the fact that your parents signed you up for a card doesn't obligate you to do anything.
Absolutely. In fact,
even if you had signed up for it on your 18th birthday, no contract's valid for 80 years. The government won't let you sign. Most states won't let you sign up for a contract of more than 36 months. You can't have a gym membership with a workout club for more than 36 months. But somehow or another, if you signed up for a Social Security card with your 18, you're obligated to do something for the rest of your life.
Nah. Well, there also has to be a meeting of the minds when it comes to a contract. And even if you did sign up for that Social Security card, it's probably likely you didn't read the tomes and tomes of law that also apply to having a Social Security number. So there's no way that you could be expected to have any idea what that contract was that you'd signed up for. All you knew is you were told you needed this, therefore you signed a form and you got this number. There's no real contract there, nothing tangible. You never were presented with terms and you never agreed to those terms. You were just told this is something you have to do. So it's just completely invalid, the whole thing.
All right, can I just make one more point before I go?
Yeah.
Well, I also wanted to bring up the notion, I'm 19, and I realize that I'm not going to get anything out of Social Security
at all. You're not.
Oh, you said he's 19. Okay.
It was kind of forced upon me. That's what I'm saying. It was kind of forced upon the younger generation.
You'll likely have enough money from Social Security to buy dog food.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're being taxed now. I mean, if it wasn't for all the taxes I had, all the money going away from me, I'd be able to live a lot easier.
Absolutely. Or you'd be able to save your money for the future so that you'd be able to retire in grand glory rather than...
Because you taking that 15% and investing it in even a savings account will do better than Social Security will in the long run. The fact is, you don't have an obligation to pay into Social Security. I don't do it, Mark. I don't
pay into Social Security.
Because we're both self-employed, so it's easier for us. There has to be some way for you to get your employer to somehow opt you out of the system. I don't know what that path is, but you are not obligated to pay in. Obviously, you can't take it out if you don't pay in. One away.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs,
few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll-free at 800-584-1445. And let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445. Or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Dean Sickles, CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there. The giveaway. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're buying holiday gifts for your friends or family or just something for yourself. If you do it through amazon.freetalklive.com, again, Free Talk Live will get a cut. And that includes everything in their 41 categories from new to used, including Gardner's new book, which is called
Live Free or Die.
And they can find it by looking for Gardner Goldsmith on Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm proud to say this. I'm working there by my father, and I hope everybody will go over and get it. I've been watching the numbers and keep pushing it, everybody. Really, it'd be great. Just grab it. Live Free or Die.
Thanks. Excellent, excellent. We go to the phones to Johnson in Connecticut on the AMP line. Johnson, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about a collector's opportunity, I guess.
Okay.
For people who are our hardcore fans or maybe are just collectors in general.
All right. What is it?
You guys know about the lounge shirt. I'm sure you've seen the lounge shirt that we sell in the Free Talk Live store.
Yeah, very snazzy. A number of people were I saw at least one or two of them at last year's Liberty Forum on some of our listeners. I've worn it myself. It looks great.
I've got one.
It's like a bowling shirt kind of.
Cool.
Well, those listeners may have a reward for themselves. That is that I have decided just, as far as these shirts have gone and just as we've been producing them, I've been looking into the sort of the cost versus the actual benefit and look of this shirt as far as having these shirts be embroidered. We've had them be embroidered so far, and we have since switched to doing these shirts in all screen print.
Screen printing. Okay.
The fabric itself is, you know, it's a thin shirt, it's very light. I thought it was going to be a little bit thicker, and it's sort of a lighter fabric for a bowling shirt. And so what I decided is that, you know what, it looks just as good with screen printing. The embroidery is a little bit thick, so I decided to switch over to that. So as we've been going on, I've sent out the embroidered shirts first, and we're out of them. There's only three left.
Right. You want to, obviously in any retail situation, by the way, in case you don't know, Johnson is our store manager, and you can go and look at these shirts, as well as hats and other Free Talk Live branded merchandise at store.freetalklive.com. But in any retail situation, you want to sell out all your old stock before you bring in the new products.
Right. And embroidering a product also is, for us to do, it's a very expensive process. And, so I sent out the nice, you know, I made sure for everyone who was getting them, you know, if they were available in that size, to send out the embroidered shirts first. and we've come down to very few left, and I've decided that, you know, these are going to be collector's items, so what I'm going to do...
Right, because they will never be manufactured again. This is it.
Right.
This is it. Free left. So I have put them up for auction. And I don't know if I can send, you know, can I send people to the link, to the main link?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it over the air, I think.
Okay, so auction.freetalklive.com is where you can go to see those.
You won't see them necessarily right as soon as you go there, because you are auctioning a bunch of your personal stuff at the same time.
Right. I'm currently I've got a bunch of old records and some antique kitchen stuff and some other stuff that I'm slowly. This is my first time. You know, as a libertarian and a marketeer, I'm a little behind the game. This is my first time on eBay.
Wow. Wait, now, you've never bought anything on eBay?
I've bought from eBay, but I've never sold.
Okay.
I've never sold on eBay, and I've got a lot of junk. I've got a lot of junk, especially a lot of electronics that I should have sold. That I tend to hold on to old electronics. I'm sort of a pack rat, and I need to really stop that. But then I also just have a lot of friends, and, you know, I know my way around the Internet, and I really should have been selling on eBay probably for the past several years.
It's never too late to start, and so basically, if you want to go and take a look at and place a bid on one of these Free Talk Live bowling shirts, limited edition, the last three remaining, you go to auction.freetalklive.com. You might have to go to the second page of the auctions. I'm not sure where exactly they'll show up, but you'll see a bunch of vinyl records and that sort of thing, and then you'll see the auctions. And we'll send out an update tonight so you can actually have the direct links to the bowling shirts. What sizes are available, Johnson? What are the three sizes?
The sizes that are currently available are double extra large.
Good heavens.
Extra large and medium.
Oh, okay.
Right. One each of those three sizes.
Right.
That's it.
So that the double extra large will fit my brawny torso. So thank you, John.
So currently, the auction started them. The place I started them at is exactly what they go for in the store. So we didn't add anything on. They're going, you know, for you might be able to snag them for exactly what they would cost, you know, in the store. So
you may very well, and you can do it right now at auction.freetalklive.com. If you're on the updates list, you'll get the exact links a little bit later tonight. You can get signed up for that at updates.freetalklive.com. And while you're at it, take a look at Johnson's crap. Maybe place a bid on some of that stuff.
If you're interested in that sort of thing, you know, I'm putting up some. I have some books that I have. I'm with my family now. I'm in Connecticut. I'm going to school, and I have. We've just dug up some books from the early 1900s, so I have some really interesting stuff, but I'm not putting that up until Sunday. So
very good.
Hey, you guys, I love what you're doing, man. It's a great idea, and if I get an opportunity, I think I might go in and place a bid on that, because I like that idea of doing the auction. Good job. Great.
Very cool, Johnson. Thanks for the call, dude, and good luck with your auctions. And, again, these are limited edition. There are no more Free Talk Live bowling shirts being manufactured with embroidery, which is nice. You know, it looks like a patch, right? The Free Talk Live logo.
It's like
everything.
The Laverne and Shirley deal going on.
Yeah.
Hey, and I just want to thank both of you guys. Just real quick, I was over at Amazon.com, and I was looking, and, of course, people can do it at Free Talk Live. Amazon.com. That's the way to
Amazon
do it.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yes, Amazon.freetalklive.com. And I looked at Live Free or Die, and I had fallen out of certain rankings, and I'm at number 29 with this book now on our subcategory. So please, folks, if you're out there and you've been thinking about it, please buy it. Go over and grab it, and I think you're really going to like it. And right now I'm just behind Gordon Tullock with The Calculus of Consent.
Whoever that is.
It's like a famous James Buchanan, Gordon Tullock, a famous, you know, free market, James
Your
Buchanan
name,
won the
Your
Nobel
name.
Prize. This is wicked.
Hey,
oh, man.
Real quick, let's finish up James Bovard here, at least as much as we can get through. He's got some thoughts on police protection. He's talking about this idea that even though we are forced to pay for these government services, that government people and these government people and people that support government seem to think that that's not enough, that we still owe them something above and beyond all this taxation. He says, well, do citizens owe a vast debt to the state for keeping the peace? Many big city police departments have effectively abandoned serious efforts to solve robberies and other cases of non-lethal violence. The District of Columbia police, for instance, make arrests in fewer than 10% of burglaries and robberies. But D.C. police have set records for arresting citizens detected drinking alcohol on their front porches.
Yeah, God knows.
They've also been valiant in cracking down on drivers with unfastened seatbelts. Insofar as government prohibits people from owning or carrying weapons for self-defense,
It's a scant consolation that a policeman arrives after the crime to chalk off the body. There are more than twice as many private security guards as uniformed policemen in the United States. More citizens than ever before are living in gated communities or relying on home alarm systems. Private citizens use guns to defend themselves more than 2 million times a year, according to Florida State University criminologist Gary Kleck.
Yeah, and how many times are the cops coming out there to defend us?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they wouldn't if they could, because cops would defend you if they could.
Likely
they would jump right in front of a bullet to save you, but they're not there.
Right. It's an impossibility.
Off doing something else, likely giving someone a ticket.
After comparing the effects of more people carrying guns with other popular reforms, economist John Lott concluded that of all the methods studied so far by economists, the carrying of concealed handguns appears to be the most cost-effective method of reducing crime. He says citizens can't be indebted to the state for any political promise that the government fails to fulfill, just as any citizen's obligation to fulfill a private contract is dissolved by the other party's failure to fulfill his obligations. Nor can people owe obedience to government for any activity that the people could have done better themselves. It's the government that owes obedience to the citizens, rather than citizens who owe obedience to government. But the bigger government becomes, the more difficult it is to make it heal. So, real quick. You're going to be able to meet all of us if you come to the Liberty Forum. And it is the perfect storm. The Free State Project, the most critical presidential election in living memory, and the New Hampshire primary. You know you're going to the Liberty Forum. You don't want to miss this critical moment in history. The time to register is right now. The special low rate at the hotel ends this coming Monday, so this is your last weekend to get the special discount room rate. After that, it's going to go up due to the incredible demand for rooms in New Hampshire before the primary. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the code 2008FTL, that's 2008FTL, to save 10%. And we'll see you at the Liberty Forum. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It's a